his home turf.
I don't have an MD or law degree.
I have a bachelor's in kicking ass and taking names.
I'm so big, sometimes I even scare myself.
The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat.
This is Home Turf with Corey Costello on ESPN Radio 1230.
Holy cow!
Speaking of sports.
Oh, man! Dude, this is crazy.
This party ain't over, kid.
Come after me! I'm a man!
I bet he's my weedy.
And now, here's Bakersfield sports voice, Corey Costello.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Home Turf here on the Sports Monster ESPN 1230. You're on Bakersfield Sports Station. Speaking of football, I want to get into this. You've heard this story. It's been all over. I mean, Sports Center, top of the hour all morning, and ESPN Radio's had this story, and it really is a great one. Here's the backstory on it. The city of Green Bay is looking for, and specifically the mayor's website, is looking for ways to help welcome Brett Favre back to Green Bay when he comes into town with the Vikings on November 1st, okay? And as soon as that came out, well, some folks over at CheeseheadTV.com said, we got an idea. How about a video montage of Favre's interceptions to be shown before the game?
Brilliant.
And that has caught a nice media wave, and on a welcome to the program now from CheeseheadTV.com, Aaron Nagler. Aaron, good to talk to you, and congratulations on a brilliant idea.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. How are you guys?
We are wonderful, and you know what? I really didn't care if Brett Favre returned, but if he did, I couldn't wait till November 1st when he returns to play at Lambeau, and I guess it's almost upon us.
You know what? It's crazy. You know, I think if you asked any Packer fan, you know, anywhere in the world about November 1st, and they would say they were, it's Armageddon, it could never happen, they don't ever want to see it. I think everyone in Packer Nation is very much looking forward to November 1st.
Yeah, I'll say as much as it probably probably pains you a little bit as a huge Packer fan. But on the flip side, it's like okay, now it's time to have a little fun, right?
Well, no, you know, someone said it on our site perfectly. He wants game on. He's got game on. All right, he's made it clear his feelings for present management of the Green Bay Packers and. That's kind of a shot at every Green Bay Packer fan. You know, we're fans of the team. We're not fans of Favre. Love him, though I do. You know, team first, always. So, you know, when he went against Green Bay, he went against us. So, you know, he had his little moment there on Monday Night Football. And I think that plays a big part in this. I think if the Packers win that Monday Night Football game and all the hype leading up to it and everything, I think this is a lot more... I think it gets a lot uglier on November 1st. But now that Favre won, and he can come in here and say, I kind of proved my point, I think he can be a lot more lighthearted.
Yeah, I was going to say...
That's just my take, but yeah. That's how I feel about it.
Is there a little less pressure on Brett Favre, maybe, because he did get the victory in the Metrodome?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, all the shots of him with his fingers in the air... You know, high-fiving Vikings, his wife in a Vikings...
It was a little over the top, wasn't it?
Oh, that's just awful.
It was a little over the top. Well, I mean, he seemed to be celebrating more so than he normally does.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, but, you know, people were like, well, you know, this is just ridiculous, rubbing it in their face. And, you know, I'm two ways on that. I think some of that is maybe, you know, I was waiting for him to turn around and point to the press box and point at Thompson, really. You know, that would have been a great moment. But he didn't do that, but... He came pretty close with all the pointing and the pumping and the fist pumping and everything. But so you know, on the flip side, he's always been like that in big games that mean a lot to him. You know, even when his father passed away on Monday Night Football, he was jumping in the guy's arms and going crazy. So, and that's why you love him. That's
right.
Why you know I wrote a piece that got picked up by the New York Times that I said I still love him. You know, for everything that's going on. You know, all the hurt, and I've been very anti-Favre over the last year.
Sure.
For all the stuff that he's pulling. But at the end of the day, you still love the guy. You still love his enthusiasm. You still love, you know, the fact that he wants to get out there at the age of 40 and do it. And do it well. You know, he's playing well. You can't deny that. So, you know, I think there are a lot of Packer fans who probably feel a lot stronger the other way. But, I can see both sides, definitely.
We're speaking with Aaron Nagler of CheeseheadTV.com. Now, let's talk about the idea. Now, it comes out on the Green Bay City website. We want to find ways to, and I guess they were looking for nice ways to welcome Brett Favre back to Lambeau.
Tasteful, I think, was tasteful. What the mayor used.
Tasteful, which, right. which, yeah, that was a nice caveat. But so he says tasteful ways, and then you guys come out with your idea, and really, it seems like probably the most brilliant idea of them all, and it makes the most sense.
Well, you know, first of all, I got to say that was sent to us, and we put it up there. Along with a ton of others,
mm-hmm.
You know, we used it. We championed that one. We that is very true. It's funny because the AP story that this got picked up on, you know, there were a ton that were on the actual post that we put up. Some are, some others, but you know, the interception montage. It's funny. Like people either really love it, or they think it's really juvenile. Another AP writer actually wrote a piece today about how obvious it was.
Well,
about how that's just so obvious. Okay, sorry. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the main criticism. Anyone who looks at Brett Favre as a quarterback, yeah, he throws a lot of touchdown passes, but, man, he also does lead in interceptions.
He does. You know, obviously over his career and over the NFL all the time. Although it's very interesting. The man has done a great job this year so far of cutting down on those interceptions. I mean, I think he's got two or three heading into this week, so... you know, that in itself is impressive enough, but it helps that, you know, and this is why people can make the case that Favre, you know, wanted to come back because this is the perfect fit, although I don't buy that for a second, because the running game is so good in Minnesota and because they have such a great defense, although it kind of melted down against the Ravens there in the fourth quarter, you know, that he doesn't have to do a whole lot, you know, but you've seen them open it up these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, they really have.
And you know, he's throwing deep to Sidney Rice on every other play, it seems. So he can still do it, and he's being very careful with the ball, much more so than he ever was, you know, when he was throwing 24 picks under Mike Sherman. So he can do it, and the one big question, and this is, well, obviously you got to wait to see this play out, but going on later in the year, the last 5 years, and this is, you know, you can't dispute this, the last 5 years, Favre has faded badly down the stretch. Even in 2007, when the Packers went 13-3 and they got to the NFC Championship game, his game diminishes greatly after like the end of November. And last year, you know, a lot of people point to the arm and the problems he had there, but it's not just that. I mean, it's happened every year consistently the last 4 or 5 years. So it's going to be very interesting. Now he's got the dome to help him out there in Minnesota.
Right.
You know, he's only got one real cold weather game, and that's at Chicago in late December. So it'll be interesting. If they can lock up home field, and even if, you know, if they keep on the pace that there is, and this is obviously way, way in the future, but if they end up, like, even having to go to the Superdome against New Orleans, well, no problem, because he's inside still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but the thing, you know, he's faded, regardless of you know, how the team is playing, and yeah, it'll be interesting, because the guy didn't train the way he used to. He hasn't over the last couple off seasons. It'll be really interesting to see what happens to this 40-year-old man come late December, early January.
Are you surprised, this hadn't surprised me at all because I know this is how Brett Favre is, but as from the Packer perspective, are you surprised that the Vikings have opened the playbook up as much? Because let's be honest, they're a running team, and now all of a sudden, Adrian Peterson isn't getting the touchdowns. Adrian Peterson isn't getting the touches. Brett Favre's throwing those passes. And people talked about it. Would he start to take over that offense? Oh, no way, no way, because Adrian Peterson's there. I'm seeing Adrian Peterson's production going down, and it wasn't until last week where they finally decided, hey, we've got to run the ball, that they got back in the game. But then once they got inside the red zone, it was all Brett Favre again.
Right. Well, you know, I think that was only a matter of time. And I think that, you know, yeah, they could play lip service, and Favre could play lip service too. You know, this is Adrian Peterson's team. But let's be real here. I mean, this is a first ballot Hall of Famer. You brought him in for a reason, you know, and it wasn't to hand the ball off. As good as Peterson. Peterson being there makes Favre better, and that's the reason he's there. Like, if there's any other team that had any kind of, like, even a middling running, or just a good running game, you know, he wouldn't be doing half as well as he is. But, yeah, they're opening it up. I'm not surprised. I think this is the plan kind of all along. You saw those first 2 weeks. I mean, it was just brutal watching them on offense.
Right.
As far as, like, I mean, he didn't throw a pass past 8 yards, I don't think it was.
Right.
Or completed a pass past the 8-yard mark. So they've definitely, you know, started to open it up. And I guess that's natural. You know, the guy totally skipped training. He's the Roger Clemens of football. You know,
sure.
He totally skipped training camp. Shows up basically during the third game of the preseason. You know, he's finally rounding into shape with these receivers. He knows who guys are now, and he knows where they're going to be, and you know, he knows this offense better than anybody. So he can kind of adjust on the fly, and heck, he can make things up as he goes along if he wants to.
Yeah.
In the huddle, he can do whatever he wants. So. I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, see, and it looks like he has made some stuff up as he's gone as well. We're speaking with Aaron Nagler of CheeseheadTV.com. Okay, November 1st, when this thing goes down, whether or not the interception montage is played at Lambeau Field or not, what do you expect the reaction to be? Are there any other festivities in the works for Brett Favre's big return to Green Bay with the hated Minnesota Vikings?
Well, you know, I got to say, I touched on it before. I think if the Packers had won the game in Minnesota, I think November 1st could have had a big potential to get ugly.
Yeah.
I really do. But because Favre beat the Packers pretty convincingly and looked very good doing it, it's funny because I've seen this on the website. I've seen the trend kind of go this way. People are like, wow, why did we let him go? He was so great. You know, totally forgetting all the heartache he put people through.
Sure.
Over the years. So now there's a real, I sense a real a wash, if you will, of, you know, sentimentality slash respect for Favre that certainly wasn't there when he signed.
Oh, that's disappointing to hear. I wanted pure hatred out of this event.
You know, a lot of people. I don't get me wrong, that faction definitely exists.
Right.
They will definitely be out in force. But I think
sure.
You'll see much more 50-50. Thanks for all the memories, Brett. And then the other side will be, we hate you, you're a traitor,
right.
And they'll be just burning him in effigy and all that stuff. And I don't doubt for a second that that will happen. Will that come to the mayor's office? No. but it will be a carnival-like atmosphere outside of Lambeau on November 1st. I guarantee that.
And I can see even on your site at CheeseheadTV.com, you even got, like, I know someone was, there's, like, seats for sale on eBay, and these things are going, like, $2,400.
Oh, it's insane. It's insane. And what's funny is that the seats for the Lambeau game are, like, 3, 4, even, like, 5, 6 times more than they were for the Monday Night Football game.
Wow.
I mean, there were seats, like, legitimate Ticketmaster seats available for the Minnesota game.
Yeah.
Like, you could buy them, face
right.
value.
Right.
For the Lambeau game, it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
It's the biggest, I don't know, it's the biggest event since, gosh, fill in the blank here, I guess you could say, up in Green Bay.
Definitely. And isn't it convenient that Fox got to use the, you know, possible World Series excuse to move the game to 4 o'clock Eastern.
Right. Yeah,
right.
Naturally. I've
been listening to you guys talk baseball. It's like, it's bad enough. I live in New York. I got to listen to the Yankees all day at work. All my buddies are Yankees fans, you know. It's like, I kind of like, you know, excommunicated myself from baseball after the Brewers went kaput.
Oh, yeah, well.
He, like, drove them into the ground, so to speak. But, I think it'll definitely be insanity reigning on November 1st at Lambeau.
Aaron Nagler, thanks so much for joining us. Website's cheeseheadtv.com. And by the way, best to you and all your viewers, except for one, you got a guy from Fresno, Alfredo Martinez, who posted that he doesn't like people from Bakersfield, so screw that guy. The rest of your...
He's a fine individual.
He says, too bad it's a Bakersfield station and not a Fresno affiliate. See, us Fresnans don't like either Bakersfield, and screw that guy. Come on, they're just mad because we got
fantastic.
Trees. I mean, they're mad because we got trees in Bakersfield, and they haven't figured out how to grow one in Fresno. It's not my fault.
Nothing wrong with trees. Nothing wrong at all.
It's not my fault we got trees, and they haven't figured out how to grow them in the scorched earth of Fresno yet. Not my fault.
Oh, that's great.
It's not my fault.
I will tell him to cease and desist.
Exactly.
All mention and bad mouthing of Bakersfield post-wit.
There you go. Exactly. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us. Great job on the, hopefully, the interception montage wins out. We'll have to wait and see, but it's a great idea, and folks can follow along at CheeseheadTV.com. Aaron, thanks for joining us, and good luck.
Corey, thanks so much for having me. Have a great night.
All right, Aaron Nagler of CheeseheadTV.com. They got a little, they got all kinds of stuff up on that website, so you can check it out there. And even Bakersfield hate. Why do Fresno have to hate Bakersfield on a Packers website? Really? Didn't think I'd find that, did you?